So 11:16 a.m. on 9/16/2009, Eric Edwards, Orange County Sheriff's Office Homicide, in a conference room speaking with, can you state your name for me, please, ma'am?
Jennifer Lynn Conaway.
Also in the room is Sergeant
John Allen.
And Jennifer, you and your mother, Carol, have come forward with some additional information regarding the Anthony case and the fact that you assisted Texas Equisearch twice?
Yes, sir.
In their efforts to locate Kaylee Anthony, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me about the first time that you responded to Orlando to assist? Do you remember that date?
No, sir. Had to be around the 13th of August.
Okay. Can you tell me about that?
We traveled out there from Deltona, met in an industrial warehouse, parked the truck, were put aside for about an hour and a half. Got a phone call, met with a gentleman in a tent. They armbanded us, gave us a map, sent us to the school. We traveled over to the school. When we arrived at the school, the gate where we were supposed to park was locked. There was an opening going out into a service road. That's where they told us we were going to search. We parked the trailer, unloaded the horses, and waited for everyone to come out of the woods. There was a gentleman there on a milk crate that said, they'll be right out to get you. So we proceeded to warm the horses up, up and down the road, headed back towards Suburban. There was no place to ride except for in the grass. We were on the edge of the road. We walked all the way back almost to Suburban to warm the horses up. When we came back, we're headed back from the water area because as my mom and I walked down there, she said, do you think that they've searched this down here? Because you could actually get in there, but it was deep. And I said, well, maybe. I don't know. They said that they needed horses that would travel into the water. And she said, well, we'll ask when we get back.
When you say it was deep, you mean the area was deep or there's water that was deep?
The water that was there was deep.
You could actually visually see water from the roadway?
Yes, you could see the water. You could see the water. When the wind blew, you could see the water roll. That's how deep it was. But you couldn't tell how physically deep it was because you didn't know how far the road was built up around it. Mm-hmm. So we had two horses that would actually go in there. So we came back towards the school, and about that time, the officer emerged with all the people that were dressed in green that were with him and some other people. And they said, we're going to take a break. They unlocked the gate to the school. We went into the school property and then back towards Suburban again. There's a field inside the fence where we went in and met underneath a tree. Our horses still had an edge on them from being on the trailer all that time, so they were all dismounted and sitting in the grass, and we kept walking. So we were on school property and walked back towards Suburban along that chain link fence again, and we're looking as well. The fence is probably 8 foot high. Mm-hmm. Can't really go anywhere except for on the property. And as we walked, you know, you could see that the ground was getting wetter, and you could see through the fence and see that everything was grown up, but there was water underneath of it. And when we came back to the tree, the gentleman that was leading us...
You described him as a... Can you describe him again for me?
A very heavy black man, big broad shoulders, was riding a big bay horse that was very heavy as well. He was dressed in your uniforms.
Okay.
Ball cap on with the Sheriff's Department logo on it. He was driving an F-250 pickup truck, I believe it was, with a silver trailer pulling his
horse. So he was leading the search that you were part of?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There were two groups out there. He was in charge of one group, and then there was a gentleman that was, I guess, part of the posse. He had the breast collar on with the logo and that on it. He was leading another group, and the two groups came together to meet up with us.
Okay.
So they were underneath the tree, and that's when Mom first approached him and said, you know, are we going to go this way? You know, have you searched over there? And he said, no, that's already been searched, or someone's going to search it. Something along those lines. She was speaking directly to him. I just heard him say, are you guys together? And Mom said, yeah, we have horses that will go in water, so if you need us, we'll go that way. And he said, no, we're going to go back down the service road that we just came off of. So they were just stayed under the tree for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then we separated. And the posse people in the green loaded up, and they went to the park.
Blanchard Park?
Yes, sir. They went to Blanchard Park. And Mom said, you know, we can go to Blanchard Park if you like. He said, no, that's no place for you guys. There's too many kites and kids and bikes and things like that. We're going to stay here. We're going to send the trained horses to the park. And Mom said, okay, so everybody separated. They all loaded up, the posse loaded up, and they left, and the rest of us went back into the woods. And we didn't go very far before someone called for a lunch break. I'll tell you how far we went. There was a stream that ran through across the service road down there. We rode in to the stream, and about 500 feet down the stream, and someone called on the radio, on someone's radio, and they called us back. And when we came back, we loaded up into the trailers and went back to the industrial park.
So you only deployed that one time?
From that section. And then we came back, everybody ate lunch, and then they took us to another section of the industrial park. Same setup, not a whole lot of street signs, warehousing and things, mm-hmm. and we parked there. And from there, we went to the back side of it, where there were retention ponds.
Went back to that area by the school?
No, that's as far as we went in.
Knowing what you know now with everything on television and knowing where we did the final recovery, is that in the same area that you and your mother were walking your horses?
Yes, it's absolutely.
Trying to walk them out, exercise them.
Exactly.
Now, while you were there, did you ever see an organized search of that area? Were you ever all directed to go in there, or were any other horses in there?
No, sir.
No. So as far as your knowledge and what you observed that day, you don't know of a search actually going in that area.
No.
But you did see standing water.
Yes.
Unknown how deep.
Unknown how deep, correct. You could get in there on horseback, knowing that there's stumps and things that can lay in place like that, but being a human, you couldn't walk back in there.
Okay.
Because it was just, you could see the size of a tree. You can guesstimate how old it is, how long it's been there. You know, so the water had to be, if not waist deep, a little higher. So human, you couldn't walk in there, but you could get the horses down in there to walk around. Not that you'd find anything.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
What would, if you had gone in there, have you done that in the past where you located things in the water? Or how difficult would it be?
Not water. With little mud with standing water over it for Lake County and different things.
So this isn't the case. It's not like there was a spot of water here and a spot of water there. It was actually
full.
Okay.
How thick was the brush?
Above, if I was on horseback, mm-hmm. above my head, you'd have limbs and things. But other than that, it was just water. You could see in where the water came up, and then the limbs started. So brush, there wasn't any.
Okay.
At the water point.
Right.
So farther back away from the water point, between the water point and the road, the brush started there? You're just trying to get an
it
visual
was
image.
Mowed, mm-hmm. where you could look in and see the brown water. So it was mowed right to the edge of the water. But everything else had died off from being underwater.
Okay.
So you had water and then tree limbs themselves.
Mm. Did you ever see an area where there were vines and stuff growing all over? Or was that where you...
Closer to the fence,
mm-hmm.
there were vines.
That you say closer to the fence. Closer to a wood fence or chain link
chain
fence?
Link or fence.
Chain link fence.
Yes, sir. Because
okay.
we came from the chain link
fence. The chain link fence is on both sides of the road?
Yes, sir.
The north and the south side of the road? Okay. And you said they were closer to the fence. You could see vines growing.
Yes.
Were they low to the ground, high up off the ground? How thick were the vines and the brush close to the ground in those areas where you could see it?
Not very.
Okay.
Because you could look in and see the trees.
Okay.
But the vines went from the fence. You could see them growing on the fence and then up into the trees.
Okay.
The second time you came back to help Texas EquiSearch, when was that?
That was approximately the weekend of November the 7th.
And did you brought your horses?
Yes, sir.
You and your mom again?
Yes, sir. And then we brought two other friends with us as well.
Okay. Were y'all ever dispatched back to that suburban drive area?
No.
Okay. Did y'all ever search that suburban drive area independently of no? Not with Texas EquiSearch and not without?
No,
sir. Just that one day? Now, when you guys got there, did you have to fill out sheets and forms and show your ID and things of that both times?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your names would be on a log of
yes,
some
sir.
Kind. All right. I can't think of anything else. Can you?
No, except for the second time they sent us to the park.
Blanchard Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the sheriff's department told us we had no reason to be there because, you know, we weren't trained to be in that area.
Around people.
But, yeah, but that's where they sent us the second time. So we spent the entire day trail riding in the park. It was a waste of time. It really was.
It wasn't a search. It was more of a ride.
Yeah, it's exactly what it
as well.
It's exactly what it was.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're very welcome.
Can you raise your right hand for me? You swear the information you gave today is true?
Yes, sir.
And is it freely given?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, and it's approximately 11:26 a.m. Same individual in the room, same date.